Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
It's Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin.
Marin.
Yeah, that too.
Who is this Cheech Martin
you
speak of?
How you doing? How you guys doing, man?
We're just lovely.
We're just waiting to go and perform at the Performing Arts Center tonight in Tampa, Florida.
Have you guys
one show?
Sorry, one, I can't even take you seriously, Tommy. I love it.
We're sitting here with Cheech and Chong. That's great.
Who would ever thought we were sitting here with Cheech and Chong? We all grew up watching Cheech and Chong. I mean, we all did. And I'm the only guy in this room that didn't smoke pot, oddly enough.
You don't?
No.
Well, that's why they let you be the leader.
look how fat I am without it. Can you imagine if I actually had the munchies? I mean, seriously.
Well, the judge says we have to be here, we're here. All right.
Now, you guys, but the tour is kind of cool because you guys aren't on the road like every night. It seems like you guys got days off. Like you fly in for a day and then you're able to go back home and kick it, relax.
Well, Cheech is in court, so he has time.
Cheech, who are you in court with right now?
The ex-wife.
Oh, no. Is she cleaning you out?
No, actually, just the opposite.
You're cleaning her. All right.
Now, this is your third one, isn't it?
Well, it is.
No,
that one was the second one.
You married a Russian, pianist.
Pianist.
Right. You finally got it right on the third one, right?
Oh, man.
Somebody that can actually bring something to the table.
I thought he went gay. I thought he married a Russian penis.
Hey, he hasn't killed anyone until lately, you know.
Did she turn out to be a Russian biatch instead, or what happened?
No, that's the new one.
That's the new one.
Okay, she's the best.
The new one is great.
The new one's awesome.
New model. Oh, this new one doesn't know her rights. That's the thing, right?
Russians come over here and they go, stupid Americans. I mean, you know, they think the Americans, if you can't make it here, you know, give it up.
Can't make it anywhere.
Now, when it came to meeting a Russian, where did you meet her?
Through friends.
You opened up his wallet and there she
was. RussianBrides.com.
RussianBrides. I went through friends.
Oh, okay, cool.
And she's a concert pianist, and so I met her through some friends that were involved in classical
music. Now you guys have collectively been married, I think, I don't know, maybe seven times, and Tommy's wife, she opens up for you guys,
yes,
right?
Yes, she does.
So you guys actually are with a couple gals that can bring something to the table instead of these bitches that take all your money before that.
Yeah. Wife with a positive cash flow, it's like science fiction.
I mean, it's like something that doesn't...
Shelby's really funny. Yeah, in fact, she'd be here today except... it's in her contract. She doesn't get up early.
You know what? She's a fantastic lady, and she stuck by you through all your hard times, Tommy. That was awesome.
Did. Yeah, but Tommy's hard times, man. Yeah, we're such a crock, man. I mean,
that
I
was the biggest injustice ever.
Yeah. We actually.
And they were mean to me.
I cannot.
And then you know what happened when I was in jail, Jax? Do I have to tell?
Now, Tommy, when you were in jail, man, I mean, you know, you're Tommy Chong. I mean, you know, everybody knows who the hell you are. I mean, you're cool. I mean, you're one of the guys. Yeah. And I mean, was everybody really, really cool?
Everybody was so nice to me. In fact, my Shelby, when she visited me one time, there's a big Samoan guy that we used to hang with. His name was Big Ben.
Right.
And so she sent him a Christmas card saying, "Thanks for taking care of Tommy for me." And Big Ben spent a week in the hole because of that letter.
Oh, really?
You're kidding me.
They thought, literally, he was hired to take care of me.
Oh, like as in a bodyguard way?
So they gave him solitary confinement just based on your wife thanking him.
Just thanking him. Now, the truth is that's what Ben did on the side.
Right.
Now, is Big Ben still in there or is he out?
No, Big Ben's in Hawaii now.
Now, do you keep in touch with him? I mean, So do you kind of take care of him now that he kind of looked out for you?
No.
Tommy's a Canadian, man. They don't give a lot of money away.
Big Ben comes with 85 family members.
Okay.
After you do time in jail, if you're a celebrity, you do time in jail, you're in touch with everybody.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, Even people that you don't remember.
Yeah, they come to your shows all the time.
Gotcha.
You'd be like, "Hey, Tommy, I was three cell blocks down, man. How about some residuals on the show tonight? I need something."
Now, do a little cooler than that. Hey, man, help me out.
Were you allowed visitors in jail?
I came and visited.
So you came and visited him. Now, how did that conversation go? And if so, can we get tape of it? Because that's got to be the most hilarious conversation.
Now, you're talking about the federal prison system now,
Because Cheech was probably being a smart ass. Like, look what you just did now, Tommy. Right. Good job there, Tommy. How can we go back on the road with your ass in jail?
Hey, here, take this.
Really, how does that go? You have a conversation?
Yeah, well, you sit in, like, the lunch area, the, you know, the
and you
cafeteria.
Try not to notice him
people
digging
pictures.
Stuff out of his butt to give them air.
That's like a scene out of
a
Cheech and Chong
soggy,
movie.
But you let it dry out. You
that,
light
that,
it.
That actually should be.
That
right.
could be a new movie.
That could be like a movie. And Cheech comes to visit Tommy in jail and tries to sneak in the very paraphernalia he got arrested
Meanwhile,
for.
Meanwhile, Tommy wants a conjugal visit from Cheech, and he doesn't want to give it to him.
Well, you know what happened? They had to change the rules, the visiting rules, because every time I'd get a visit, the whole prison knew about it, and they'd all get visits at the same day. And so,
to come mark out to you.
It was like doing a show. We'd show up there. Next thing you know, take a picture, sign this, and they had to change the rules. In fact, they called me in the office and said, you know, you're not allowed to take pictures with visitors anymore. You know,
so I mean, that really puts you in a bad spot because you're a dick. If you don't, they're gonna think that you're the people that want a picture. Be like, man, I saw Tommy Chong in jail. He's a real rude son of a bitch. But meanwhile, you're gonna get in trouble.
I ignored it. Especially when big Moke asked me, you know, he had his crippled kid there in the wheelchair, take a picture, and so I did. But what I did, I went right to the warden and told him, you know, I took a picture, but she forgot. She's an assistant warden, and she forgot. And then about a week later, they look at all the pictures. They called me on the carpet again, you know. What's it? I love that. They throw the picture at me. What's this?
Now, it's hardcore evidence.
Yeah. With a crippled kid. That's me with a crippled kid. That's me. I'm the guy in the chair is
that kid's the last guy to give me shit, too.
Now, we actually do a thing called Bubba Palooza. We go on the and we, all of us collectively
Bubba
Palooza? Go. Yeah, we do a thing. Yeah, a little stand-up.
Lot show.
And Brent does a spoken word aspect. And the last one we did in Pittsburgh, Brent, was all paying homage to Tommy and that person out of that bitch out of Pittsburgh.
Mary Beth Buchanan. I spent my whole time taking her to task and saying how much I really admire you and how you stuck by your friends. And how you got screwed.
Brent, this woman, this Mary Beth bitch that you speak of, I mean, was it a I mean,
was it personal against Tommy?
Political agenda just to basically railroad Tommy? And how can a woman, let me just ask you a stupid question. I know this is very stupid, but how can a federal prosecutor out of Pittsburgh have powers in California?
Here's what she did, and it was
federal.
She's a federal attorney, a U.S. attorney, hired by John Ashcroft, appointed by George W. Bush. And what she did was they tricked Paris Chong, who's Tommy's son, into shipping paraphernalia to Pennsylvania, which in Pennsylvania's district is where it's illegal.
They hypnotized them.
What they did was they tried many times to get them to ship it there. Paris wouldn't ship it there, so they went to actually the factory and bought the stuff and then said, you can ship it to us later, and they hounded them until they shipped it to them. And then they went and arrested Then they went and got Tommy. And they got Tommy to plead guilty so they wouldn't put Paris and his wife in prison.
Wow.
It was a dirty, dirty deal.
Was it a Bush derivative?
It was right from Ashcroft.
Yeah, right from Ashcroft.
And not only that, but they also had it fixed so that the judge was in on it.
Oh,
you're
man.
Supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be a lottery where, you all of a sudden, I got that judge. And it was a hanging judge.
Right.
And Schwab was his name.
He said,
he listened to me. I had a defense, you know.
Right.
It was a typical Tommy Chong defense.
You know, all this could be in the movie, too. You know, Tommy in a suit, man. Hey, man.
I said, you know, I apologize for selling bongs.
What kind of country are we living in?
I know.
Seriously.
Six people a day in Florida die from prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in jail for selling a bong.
And not one for marijuana.
Not even a pound a week. A bong.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't hookahs and tobacco smoking things
legal?
I mean, you can smoke them in a bong, right?
He didn't get busted for selling it. He got busted for sending it across
the line. Conspiring.
Oh, man, that is so.
So you didn't even do it. You were just talking about it.
That's right. Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabyte on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, the thing is,
that's the trickiest law in the books.
Now, could they get me in trouble if I said, you know what, later today, because I'm heard across state lines, later today I'm speaking in parody, I'm going to send 10 pounds of weed to Georgia later.
They could do it.
Are you kidding
there
me?
There was this thing called the Mann Act, and it was, remember the Jack Johnson, the boxer?
Yeah.
He said you couldn't ship women, basically, across state lines for immoral purposes, called the Mann Act. They enacted it toward... Tommy got busted for the Hey Man Act.
Hey, man. Wow.
Well, yeah, because the Governor Spitzer, he's the one that got caught.
What's up with this Mary Beth bitch? What is she doing now?
She's running for U.S. Congress out of Pennsylvania, out of the Pittsburgh district, and she's got a Democratic opponent, and people like Tommy Chong are going to go a campaign against her, and Dr. Cyril Wecht, who's one of the best pathologist in the country. She prosecuted him because he does a lot of media appearances and stuff, saying that he used his fax machine for purposes that weren't for his office, and she tried to prosecute him. She also prosecuted a woman who wrote dirty stories. No pictures, just dirty stories on the internet for obscenity.
Who was that guy that came to the show that one time that she was...
That was him.
That was,
Dr. Cyril Wecht.
Yeah,
great guy. One of the best pathologists in the country.
Pittsburgh. Not the best weed, too.
Would you consider yourself still a partier? Like right now, as it goes?
I never was.
You
I
never mean, were a party.
Yeah, my character partied his ass off.
Cheech was more of a tester than party.
Oh, okay.
He was a setup man for Tommy.
We tested him on Cheech, and if Cheech didn't die, no, or get deathly ill for so long,
now,
then
now, Cheech,
do
you
it.
Went on and did a lot of voiceovers for children's film, and I've been hearing that there is a ton of money in that, and did you do quite well on it?
I did very well, yeah. Especially the big one was The Lion King.
Oh. Did you make a million bucks on that?
Yeah. the funny thing was, the Lion King sold the most video cassettes on those days in the history of the world. It was
right.
Like 35 million in English.
I watched that every day with my kids.
And the musical CD component of it, Whoopi Goldberg and I were on one track of it. And all we did is said, yeah, we'll be prepared. That's it. Has made as much money as the video cassette.
You're kidding me.
It sold 15 million CDs.
Dude.
And I turned it down.
And he turned it down. Because you were high. So
I'm not doing The Lion King.
No, I'm not doing Disney.
I'm not going to be a hyena.
I'm going to jail. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing Disney.
I ain't going to be no Disney. So I ain't selling out, Cheech. You're such a pussy.
So literally, you looked at it as a sellout at the time? Like...
Well, no, I just
bongs.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, doing Cheech and Chong and Up in Smoke, and all of a sudden, Disney wants you, and it was like, yeah, not interested.
Do you regret that? Like, how bad are you?
Cheech made
that
$5 million on it,
no, at the least.
If I'd done it, I wouldn't have the story. So
fair enough. So it's a trade off.
Now, Cheech, you also did, Oliver and Company. You did. Yeah. You did Cars.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all those are huge.
Yeah, they were great. They were a lot of fun. It was, you know, the thing is that's what we were raised to do is do voices, because all our albums were basically animation without the animation.
Not visual. They were audio.
Yeah,
you guys started that way first.
Yeah, exactly.
What voice were you in Cars?
Ramon, the lowrider.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, how about that?
I mean, what a career you get to have. I mean, that is great.
Tommy's still looking for his first child movie. He can't quite. Well, you guys actually did South Park.
Yeah, we did South Park. And we did Fern Gully.
Fern Gully, yeah.
I came in Fern Gully. I said, well, maybe I'll do that. I'll do Fern Gully.
As long as it's not Disney.
Now, of course, you know, having you both in here is kind of a cool thing, because I think this is the first tour you guys have done in like 25 years together.
Yeah,
and for a long time, you guys had sort of like get broken up, so to speak. It was
was in the hole.
He was in the hole and things like that.
In the rock.
So now, you guys were actually got a little bit of a breakup, though, in the late 80s. Did you guys know what I mean?
Yeah, it was sort of like a dude. Mad at each other. It was like a dude breakup. It was very, very sad. What happened that got you guys back together?
Money.
or better yet, you know, what was it that caused you guys to disband? I mean, you know, just you guys were over each other? You guys have been together so long?
Hey, have you ever been married for 25 years?
No, I don't plan on it.
Neither has he.
Maybe collectively, but not. I mean, not. You know.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're with somebody for long, and all of a sudden, you're just like, I don't want to hear it.
And then when you guys get back together, it's sort of like more of a mutual appreciation for each other now.
We're having a great time now.
And then when you guys go on the road, you guys, I don't know. Do you guys hang out?
We don't room together
out
anymore because he has a wife.
Yeah.
You know? But you guys don't room together. But you guys hang out, like, after the show and stuff like that? It's not just simply a working relationship?
Yeah, no.
Not that much, but, you know, during the show is when we hang out.
Yeah,
and that really is the most important time to hang out.
Right.
Our
whole
family's on the show. My son is, Joey is a DJ. He opens the show with a DJ set, and he does all our music and sound.
Oh, nice.
And Shelby opens the show with the...
Now, is your Russian bride going to come down and do a little number?
She could, boy.
Split the pie up a little bit more. Definitely, she'll get her
Definitely, she'll definitely make an appearance in the movie. You know, we got a movie coming up.
Yeah, tell me about the new DVD you guys got coming out. Or
well, the new DVD is it's going to be released 4/20. It's our live show last
4/20.
Year. 4/20. Yeah, our
nice.
Last. Yeah, April 20. It was our live, our last live show.
It was called Light Up
the first
America.
Live show, Light Up America. And we filmed that. And then we got a we animated all the
early
records.
Oh, okay.
So that's coming out later this year.
That's going to be a feature movie. Too.
Like Dave's Not Here and all.
More like the drive-in movies.
I think every wacky DJ has a
Dave's Not Here.
everybody has that on there.
Dave's Not Here.
I've got so many Dave's Not Here stories.
Oh, yeah.
One of the funniest was the scientist that wrote about the rainforest and that. He's nuts. And he's got a glass door on his house. And when his wife comes with groceries and that, she'll knock on the door. He'll stand there and go, who is it? And if she doesn't say Dave, He won't let her in.
Not here.
Do you guys find it a lot, you know, because you guys are Cheech and Chong with weed and stuff like that, that the authorities are always screwing with you, like what happened in Sydney? I mean, does that happen a lot to
no.
you guys?
No, not at all. Cops are our best friends. Actually. They're biggest fans.
Because they realize how ridiculous it is.
My dad's a cop.
We got busted in Tampa, and the cops were fighting among themselves. Come on, I get to take them downtown. You know, I got all their records.
What year did you guys get busted in Tampa?
76, in the 70s.
Now, what was the charge?
Obscenity.
Obscenity, yeah.
You're kidding.
Wow. Oh, for like on
stage? There was this hall here called Curtis Hickson Hall.
It's actually, coincidentally, it's torn down now, but it's right next. It was right next to the place you're playing tonight.
Well, they had a deal there where a performance bond, the performer had to put up $5,000. And if he violated the bond in any way, the owner of the hall got to keep the $5,000.
It was a promoter that had to put it up.
And so the hall owner, as soon as we did a bit called Ralph and Herbie, and the cops were ringing the stage in case our fans attacked us or something. And so they were head level from the stage, and Cheech and I came out as Ralph and Herbie.
They were dogs.
Yeah, and Cheech walked over to one of the cops and picked up his hat with his teeth, and the crowd went nuts. And the cop went nuts, and we got busted.
So just for doing that, acting like you were a dog and grabbing the cop's cap.
Well, we peed on him too, but
it was an act.
Now, what ended up happening with that?
Well, they took us to jail as soon as the thing was over. The cops came in and put us in handcuffs and put us in the paddy wagon, and they made their drunk rounds. And then they kept picking up drunks and throwing them in there.
So now you're in there, you're in the paddy wagon with all your drunk fans.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine being drunk, too drunk? You're like, man, I know I'm so drunk. I think I'm hanging out with Cheech and Chong in the back of this paddy wagon. That's how effed up I am right now.
But everybody's really nice to us.
Yeah.
But we're standing there waiting to get bailed out, you know, because, hey, they're not going to put us here.
We're in the holding
cell. And next thing you know, we're sitting down. Thing you know, we're stretched out on
the floor. Next thing you know, you're having breakfast. Now, so Tampa, is that one of the very few cities where something like that has happened?
That's the only city.
So we have the great distinction of knowing you guys are the only, you know, the chief tried to pee on a cop. Yeah. And
the funniest thing when we were sitting there, and they kept bringing guys in the holding cell, you know, passed out or drunks, so this one guy comes in, and in Spanish, he starts speaking to me in Spanish. He says, what are you in here for? I go, he said, drugs? Yeah. Oh, tell the judge that you were downtown and a guy sold it to you.
He had it all figured out, huh?
Oh, okay, judge, I didn't know what other color guy sold it.
But was he the same guy that took the handful of bullets and threw it in the sewer?
There's another guy.
Another nut in Tampa?
In Tampa. The guy comes in, it's a pocket full of bullets.
Nice screening process.
It takes a moment and throws them in the corner under some guy, so I guess I won't need these.
You guys have a good time on the show?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank you guys for coming by, man. It's a pleasure having you guys.
We want to keep 25 cents with us.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know if 25 can keep up with it.
Come on, 25.
Yeah, we're going to take 25 with us, especially in some of these neighborhoods here in Tampa.
Yeah. He's that guy.
Yeah.
We got you covered.
Yeah. All right, brother.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.